He has one of the most recognizable voices in modern music history. He has inspired millions and has been summoned to perform before kings and presidents. Whether it's pop, R&B, gospel, or jazz, most likely you too have enjoyed and been inspired by the voice of Earth, Wind & Fire's Philip Bailey. My name is Dee Duane, and I recently had the pleasure of an interview with Philip Bailey, who discussed his beginnings with Earth, Wind & Fire and his current solo project. Here's my one-on-one with Philip Bailey.
Thank you for having me today. You know, it's quite a treat. I've always enjoyed many genres of music. I grew up in Denver and listening to everything from country to, you know, classical, rock, you know, and I gravitated toward jazz as at an early age. Parents are always playing, you know, R&B, at the, you know, and gospel at the house. So I grew up listening to everything and have always had interest in, you know, dibbling and dabbling in as many genres as I can.
Absolutely. And you're also a drummer, huh?
I started playing drums, actually, as a young kid, played through college, and actually got out to Los Angeles, actually as a percussionist with a band that was on Warner Brothers, and that's how I, you know, that was one of the ways that I actually hooked up with Earth, Wind, and Fire. But yeah, it's always been playing, and I wanted to be a symphonic percussionist, so I studied mallet instruments and stuff too, and then, you know, singing just kind of took over.
Uh-huh. And in 1983, you released your first solo album titled Continuation. What was the reason for that title?
Well, you know, recording for me has always been kind of like, as I call, report card day. You know, to really see where I am, you know, the growth between one record and the next. And so when I got a chance to branch out and begin to do my solo work, I chose the Continuation as the first project.
And then in 1984, you and Phil Collins did Chinese Wall together. How was it working with Phil Collins?
You know, Phil Collins, that experience was really a life-changing experience for me. Even though we were very popular with Wind & Fire, working with Phil and having that number one hit with Easy Lover, Ali actually catapulted me to a whole different level of awareness globally, and it was a fun experience and one that I'll never forget.
And in 1999, your first jazz album was titled Dreams. It was released with featuring artists like Grover Washington Jr., Gerald Albright, and Pat Metheny. It's a beautiful album and well-produced. Is your approach to your solo work different than that with Earth, Wind & Fire?
You know, I've always looked at my solo projects as a way to actually spread my wings and delve into genres of music that I've always wanted to do. Play with musicians I've always admired, and you know, just take all the expectations, you know, whatever preconceived expectations, you know, one would have, you know, off, and just, you know, be free to just, you know, make music, which, you know, what I love to do.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I interviewed Boney James, and he said he had a wonderful time recording with you. You guys had a great time making that song, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, and that was at the beginning of, you know, us having the ability to do things, you know, at our homes and all that kind of stuff. It's much more, you know, advanced now and sophisticated. But, yeah, we were able to throw tracks around and do things at our home and then, you know, marry them together.
Thank you. But I do want to mention your success in the gospel music field with the Grammy-nominated album, The Wonders of His Love. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we actually won the Grammy for Triumph. That was my second solo project, gospel project. That was a great time. We're doing a lot of stuff with, you know, Denise Williams and Gary Peters and a lot of different Christian entertainers, doing Bible studies and so forth and stuff. So it was a great time.
Yeah, sounds like it. You know, Philip, can you please tell me about Music is Unity Foundation? What is that all about?
Music is Unity is a foundation that my daughter and I, Trinity, founded about over 10 years ago, and it benefits foster youth who are aging out of the system, and they call them emancipated foster care youth. Many times they are given their belongings, you know, stories tell in paper bags and just put out once the government stops paying, you know, whatever caretakers they're with or whatever. And a lot of them fall between the cracks of life. And so our organization funds different organizations that are helping them transition successfully, giving them, you know, a place to go and things needed, you know, advice and a place to be.
Uh-huh. You know?
So it's very exciting. We also do a thing called our Backstage Sound Check program, and we introduce them to different facets of the touring industry. You know, when we're on the road, whether it's Wind and Fire, we do that in different cities. And that's been quite exciting. So you can learn more about Music is Unity. Music is Unity by going to musicisunity.org.
Okay.
And seeing what we're doing and become involved.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, you've mentioned previously in other interviews that the album Love Will Find a Way is your proudest project. Is that correct?
It really is. You know, I got a chance to work with some iconic artists that I could have never, you know, it made it so exciting to be able to work with Chick Corea and Christian McBride, Christian Scott, Kamasi Washington, Robert Glasper, and the list goes on. It really was a fun project. It was self-funded. We conceptualized by, you know, my team here in Los Angeles, which my daughter and my son and Kashawn Dawson are a part of. We worked on it for 2.5 years, and, it debuted number one on the jazz charts, and we partnered with Verve when it came out.
And love will find a way. Time will find a way.
You know, when you're performing with Earth, Wind, and Fire, sometimes I can just feel the spirit of Maurice White. If I can feel it, can you also feel it?
Oh, most definitely. Maurice is part of the DNA. He really is. You know, we spent so much time together making good music. Me and him were the voice of Earth, Wind, and Fire. We did all the Elvis vocals, me and him, doubling them and tripling them, singing every chorus. But yeah, you know, he's just definitely, you know, he's always meant a lot to me. He was a mentor, a big brother, you know, a partner, you know, musical partner. And, you know, so his legacy will always be remembered, you know, in each and every one of us who have the opportunity, to know and love him and make music with him.
What was something that you learned from Maurice that stays with you always?
Well, everything, really. You know, I can't just say one thing. You know, it was just the whole experience of us being together. We were always the band was always together more than even our families were. You know, touring and making music and writing and you know, so forth and so on. So, you know, it's hard for that not to be an indelible influence on your life.
Just rising, I don't want to feel I'm in the wrong place to be real. Oh, and I'm longing to love you just for a night, kissing and hugging and holding you tight. Please let me love you with all my might. Reasons, the reasons that we're here, the reasons that we fear our feelings won't disappear. Oh. And after the love game has been played, all our illusions are just a parade, and all our reasons start to fade. Our reasons had no price.
I understand that the Los Angeles County City Council recently awarded the band with Earth, Wind, and Fire Day.
Forever, forever. September 21st, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right. And you're going up for the Kennedy Honors, the Kennedy Center Honors in December?
We are receiving that in December, and the American Portrait Honor also in November.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're like pinching ourselves, you know, very thankful for our fans who have continued to support us almost 50 years now. And, you know, these accolades are coming about, you know, and we're very humbled by them. And, you know, just really trying to continue to carry the flame, you know?
Yes, absolutely. I really appreciate it, too, because Earth, Wind, and Fire, you guys have to be one of the most honored bands in history. Are there any other goals yet to attain?
You know, we just play it forward. We just try to go forward, move forward, and stay positive, you know, and make a positive contribution, you know, and that has always served us well.
Well, you know, I'd like to encourage all of our listeners to check out Phillip's number one jazz album, Love Will Find a Way. It's truly a breath of fresh air. Very good production and wonderful musicianship. Excellent album. Well, Phillip, I sure like to, again, thank you for your time and for granting this interview. And most of all, thank you so much for the many years of excellent music and excellent memories, past and present. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir.
My many thanks to Phillip Bailey for the interview and for taking the time to talk to me today. Also, thank you to Mark Young and Dustin Fitzharris at the Fame Factory for their support. And of course, thank you to all of our listeners and streamers out there. Be sure to enjoy the Gumbo Mix live and on the air every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. on 90.7 KSER and on KSER.org. It's the Gumbo Mix.